Training ministry workers since 1982. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. It's always our joy and delight to have you with us, but it's also a joy and delight to have you join in the dialogue and discussion. We have with us today is our special guest, Brother James Crandon. James is the one that is responsible. If you've seen them, it's called the Carry Cross. It's made out of specialty woods, engraved with a different verse of scripture on them. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful designs. And I've seen them. I have been the recipient of them. And I am so thankful for the work that he's doing and that ministry reaches out. By the way, James, those crosses are beautiful. Somebody wants to carry one in the pocket. It's pretty large for a pocket cross. They could put it on your desk as a desk piece, put it on the wall, or give it out for a special gift. Again, share with our listeners how they can find the information about the Carry Cross on the website.
Yeah, just go to the website, the Carry Cross, www.carrycross.com, and it'll pop up. And it's a work in progress. We've got a lot of new stuff that we need to add to the website. But if you don't see a verse that you like, we can certainly do it. And then the other thing is, my wife is, without her, none of this would happen. She does the laser. And now, since we got busy enough, we don't burn them all by hand anymore the way we used to. We do them with a really precise laser. All the cutting, shaping, sanding, and finishing, which is done with Tripoli, it's a clay-like substance, to buff them, because if people do hold them and pray with them, we didn't want to put any kind of oil or sealant on it that people may be allergic to it. You don't know. But that clay-like substance that buffs it kind of brings the wood's own oils to the surface. Prior to that date, October 11, 2009, I'd never touched a piece of wood. So my wife was the very first one that realized this wasn't me, because I was one of those husbands that if anything broke in my house, she would say, don't touch it, whatever you do, because it would cost twice as much to fix my attempt. So when it happened, it was obvious to my friends and family and my bride that it wasn't me. And it's been amazing. At some point, you may want to listen to some of the people that have received them. And then what's so fun about it is the verses that they chose, because we've done them for regular folks, but we've done them for some pretty amazing people in politics, living and past, and faith leaders, people from all over the globe that have, Dr. Luis Palau, Trua Cathy, the founder of Chick-fil-A, and then the verses that they specifically loved and chose. And then we had an opportunity several years ago to meet Reverend Graham, and he, when I met him, was in shock. I was, and standing there just, with my head down and my hand out and suit and tie, and the doctor who bought him one introduced us, and I said, what an honor to meet you, Reverend Graham. And he said, it's Billy. That was his response. It's Billy. So, but getting back to your show, very, very important. We would love to do anything we could, but I wanted to talk about Gaza and the money And I love Trump's idea of let's build it as a green space and as a place where people can learn love instead of hating their neighbor. And if that isn't biblical, I don't know what is. And then I very quickly wanted to open the floor to USAID, which you and I joked about in October, if you remember. We had a list, and I ended up with 13, but I started with 12 and went down agencies of the U.S. government, not by any real alphabetical order or anything, but FDA, DOJ, FBI, DHS, CIA, NIH, DHHS, SSA, IRS, DOD, EPA, CDC, and we added FEMA. And all I did was look at their annual budget, they disclose it, the number of employees, and then what their stated mission statement was. And you and I joked between the breaks, and I was appalled at the money, and I thought a lot of these seem to be overlapping, and neither you nor I, you probably knew about it, but I had never heard of this new one that's now emerging from the shadows, USAID. And when we see where the money's going and what it's up to, and now the rumors that our little three-letter alphabet agency, the CIA, may be involved in that. And it's interesting for our listeners to note, and please do your own research, it's extremely difficult to find out how much the CIA's annual budget is. A couple different places say $750 million. One of them said $81 billion, and somebody corrected me and said, well, they have to be all over the world. They're just not here in Washington. You know, they're all over. But God knows. But I do know that, and I know the listeners would agree, when you get close to the target, you get the most fire. Just like as you get closer to the Lord God and you can lead people to Christ, you're going to be under the attack of the devil.
Absolutely.
And his demons.
Well, James, what we see taking place is, and I've used the term, President Trump has jammed his arm right into the very center of the hornet's nest. That's the problem. Let me touch on this, and then we'll take our caller for the two of us to discuss. I'm looking at a headline, weaponized federal aid. Ted Cruz slams the USAID for sharing some priorities with as George Soros. Listen to this. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas slammed the U.S. Agency for International Development after the Daily Signal highlighted its longstanding partnership with the leftist funding network established by Hungarian-American billionaire George Soros. It is no surprise that the woke leftist running USAID had the same priorities as George Soros in his global NGO network. USAID has received renewed scrutiny after Donald J. Trump froze foreign aid on his first day in office. The White House has cited reports from the Department of Government Efficiency, headed by Elon Musk, revealing how federal funds distributed through USAID promoted so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs along with gender ideology. Over the weekend, DOGE, D-O-G-E, agents entered USAID, website went offline, and Trump's selected Secretary of State Marco Rubio is now acting head of the Foreign Funding Agency. Under the Biden administration, USAID, listen to this, was weaponized to fund all left-wing projects and progressive operatives. They poured uncountable amounts of money into places like the Hamas-controlled Gaza, knowing it would benefit anti-American, anti-Israel, policies of America, genocidal terrorists, and hid much of them from Congress and the general public. And the article goes on and on and on, how the funds were hidden, how there was a shroud. And James, one of the things, as I see with this, the scab has been pulled off. As a result of that, many of those, the socialist Marxist left, calling themselves Democrats, which are internal terrorists for America, as I would like to call them, they're now all excited, all upset, with the hair on fire, because it's revealing what they have been doing, and they are supposed to be the watchmen over all of the funds that are being spent. That is simply antithetical to the responsibility of the U.S. House of Representatives. James, hold your thought for a minute. I believe we have Kevin on the line. Kevin, go over to your question. Comment, please.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Dr. Youngblood, for your radio program. I used to carry an 8-foot cross with wheels on the bottom of the cross in Fort Lauderdale in memory of Dr. James D. Kennedy, Evangelism Explosion. And I don't know if your partner there would be interested in making bigger crosses and encouraging the churches to carry them across the country, because we are in the last days. I think it would be a great thing for him to consider and pray about.
Kevin, let me touch on this, and then I'll let Kevin respond. I'll let James respond. But, you know, Arthur Blessett just went on to be with the Lord just a couple of weeks ago, and Arthur Blessett literally had a 12-foot cross with a wheel on the bottom of it that he carried across and around the world. And right now online, I believe it's on the TBN network, there's a 90-minute video about Arthur Blessett, about his life, about his ministry of carrying the cross, and his recent death, and his passion for people seeing the cross, just touching the cross as he would carry the cross and be able to lead those to the Lord that had never met or never seen a cross and never met Jesus. So I'm thankful for that. So James, respond to Kevin's question.
I love it. And to answer your question, not only have we thought about it, but we've done it. And I'm staring out the room of my office and looking at my front yard, and there's a 9-foot Cypress cross on a removable stand that we bring to weddings and all sorts of different celebrations. And it's easy. One person can do it. And we use no nails in the cross. We chinked it together the old way. We put slot and joined them up that way, and thought it was appropriate to make it out of cypress, because in Genesis 6:14, when God told Noah to build the ark, he said, make an ark of gopher wood. And our buddy at Florida Cypress donated cypress to us and has over the years. But I love your idea, and we'll talk to some other folks about that. But that's a great idea, Kevin, and God bless you for doing that.
Kevin, thank you so much for calling. God bless you, and keep looking up. We need to keep praying and in our prayers for the safety of Donald J. Trump, not only for his safety, but that God will continue to give him wisdom. And by the way, a little footnote to that safety. In his speech recently, he made the statement that he had already made arrangements if Iranians, terrorists, were to take him out, i.e. assassinate him, he said, or anybody near him, he's already made arrangements to go in and obliterate Iran. So that's a pretty good hammer to let them know, you harm me, you're wiped out. And some might say, ooh, that's a tough thing. Well, I think there needs to be that size hammer used to speak the truth and to challenge those that would challenge America and our presidential leadership. So, Kevin, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking today with James Crandon. James is the leader, the head, the idea, and the inspiration behind the Carry Cross. We're thankful for what he's doing. James, we touched on that a moment ago, and we were talking about what Senator Cruz said in relationship to what is being spent. Let me just give our listeners, and you can respond then, some of the things that's been spent under the USAID. $1.5 million for the DEI in Serbia. $70,000 for DEI musical in Ireland. $2.5 million for electric vehicles in Vietnam. $47,000 for transgender opera in Colombia. $32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru. $2 million for sex changes in an LGBTQ activism in Guatemala. $6 million for tourism in Egypt. And I could go on and on and on with the list of ungodly, unholy expenditures out of taxpayers' money. And now the Democrats are all upset. We're going to impeach Trump because of shutting USAID down. And one mouthpiece for the Socialist Marxist Communist Party on the left, called the Democrats, one mouthpiece said, as a result of USAID shutting down, that thousands around the world are going to die from starvation. The furthest thing from the truth could not be found. That's an absolute 100% lie in relationship to it. In fact, here's a statement that will give you an idea. Then I want you to comment. Elon Musk stunned at the discovery that Chelsea Clinton received $84 million in taxpayer funding through the USAID. This article reads, USAID gave Chelsea Clinton tens of millions of dollars and partnered with their sex trafficking organization, the Clinton Foundation, who wrote and authored the journal, according to Liz Cronkin, C-R-O-N, Cronkin. In 2010, then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton helped to oversee $4.4 billion that Congress had earmarked for recovery efforts in Haiti by the USAID in 2010. The level of corruption and criminality, including crimes that are deemed capital offenses with death penalty as potential punishment, are astounding and unprecedented. Quote, we must demand accountability and justice for all of these crimes. The depravity and sickness of these people require a public preparation or presentation of the crimes. Put on the armor of God, wrote the commentator on this article. So it is a whole lot larger than our mind can even conceive with what's been spent of taxpayers' money to the USAID. One headline here says, White House stuns with the list of abusive USAID expenditures, including help for the Taliban. Just one of the big moves President Trump has made in his administration was to shut down the USAID, the government agency that for years has been handing out billions of taxpayer dollars to other nations. And I could go on and on and on. So, James, why this is seems like a question that is self-answerable, but why would if the left, the Democrats, as they call themselves, if they really are concerned about America, if they're concerned about the quote working person and the tax money being spent, if they're concerned about those that are moms and pops trying to make ends meet, don't you think they should be concerned about the billions of dollars that's been wasted to the USAID? And most of these that are screaming and crying about it, they have somebody, some organization, somebody that they have helped to fund through the USAID, through the back door that the taxpayers are not aware of. What say you?
I say that this is a verse about calling good evil and evil good and light dark and dark light.
Yes, yes.
And bitter. And it's that verse. And evil is around us, and they thrive on this. What's the verse in Proverbs 12:19? I think it's a proverb. Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment. And praise God, we're starting to see that with people like Chuck Schumer and Adam Shifty Schiff and things like that. It seemed like forever because, as you said early on in the program, when the people have good leadership, they rejoice. And when they're under horrible leadership, they moan or groan. And we've been doing that. But we've also been praying, seeking the face of the Lord, and people that maybe didn't started to. That 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. And I think we've started to see that, the afflictions and the righteousness, but the Lord delivers them from them all, Psalm 34:19. I mean, the righteous man walks in integrity, and here's a good word, his children are blessed after him. Imagine that. You mean this is generational? If we actually care about each other, one another, our country, and yes, our world, but what the government has decided to do, and maybe people thought it was a charitable thing, but as we know, evil took it over, was really try to give a handout and help people up around the world. That's the church's job. And I think the corruption immediately, as soon as those doors started to crack open, and I want to back up for a second and talk about what you opened up that can of worms. I don't know if the deficit is 34 or 36 trillion or what, it's 30-some trillion dollars that our children and children's children and children's children's children are going to owe. And here we talked about, you mentioned $84 million to Chelsea Clinton and $4.4 billion to Haiti. And then why wouldn't it behoove us? I don't care who you are. If they could have found something to impeach legitimately Trump, doesn't the listening audience think they would have done that and they would have hung him from the highest hill? But yet we've got people like the Clintons and the Obamas and God knows who that are doing evil things and steering funds into evil, evil pursuits. And even if they weren't, if they were just greedingly filling their storehouses and hiding money in trusts and doing that just for themselves, they should be exposed. That's not not being forgiven. That's righteous anger, and they need to be exposed. And hopefully, with our newly found believing, I think Trump is really being impacted by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I really just do. And I think
absolutely.
That the things that he's done in the last 3 weeks are supernatural. There's no way that a man that age, that eats McDonald's hamburgers, and no offense against McDonald's, but it's not the healthiest food, can keep up with the stamina and doesn't require a lot of sleep and is sharp as a daggum tack. And you saw him in those, I'm sorry to say interviews, but in those audiences with all this media, which a lot of them, 75% of them, were still very hostile, but he was like clockwork, like a perfect Swiss watch movement of answering the questions and inviting them. And what did you say? No, I called on you. I mean, incredible difference, black and white, day and night, good versus evil. I mean, you can't be mad at Biden for having senility and that sort of thing, but you certainly can be mad at him when he was cognizant enough and realized what he was doing was evil. I would just encourage the listening audience, get involved and then stay involved with Duval County. And you know, there's a lot of people that call in that offer their support. But for city council and school board meetings, we may not be able to change what happens in Washington. But right now, all we need to do is call our local representatives and then pray, as you said, Dr. Youngblood, pray for our leaders. You know, I mean, who was the last president who had multiple terms? And then they're looking at, it's limited to two terms now. Wasn't it Franklin Roosevelt?
Yes.
Or was it Truman?
Mm-hmm.
Roosevelt, yes. Right? 33 yes. to 45.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd want Trump to stay again. But he's not, you know, obviously we got to get through this. But look what he's done in 3 weeks. Just unbelievable.
I am so thankful for it. And there are a lot of those on the left, the Socialist Marxist Communist Party on the left, calling themselves Democrats, that are against DOGE, the Doge organization headed up by Elon Musk. And James, you may be familiar with it, but I understand that on the top floor of the office building that they're in, the normal background where that was top floor was allocated for the executives. Now, Elon Musk has equipped it with the fold-out cots, and all of his highly intelligent, young, super tech people are housed there so they can sleep there and get up early, work long hours of searching, scouring all of the dollars being spent in America and trying to save it. And they've been able to save $1 billion a day.
Why would you be upset with that? Yep,
that's right.
Exactly.
$1 billion a day.
People need to know the first executive order was done by Washington, and executive orders are constitutional the way the law reads if they're executing a law that Congress has actually passed, which we're supposed to have a balanced budget, for goodness sakes. The founders believed that the foundation of oaths and the things that were being said and done was in being more afraid of God and following that oath than afraid of man. I mean, you put your hand on a Bible and you swear to uphold the Constitution of the land, and people have strayed so far away from that and mocked God, and that doesn't go over well.
Absolutely, and part and parcel, James, and I'll touch on this and let you kind of jump into the discussion on it. I am saddened. Well, first of all, I'm thankful that Donald J. Trump has shut the money valve off for the NGOs, non-government organizations. I'm saddened to have it come to full front, the forefront, where denominational non-governmental organizations were siphoning hundreds of millions of dollars out of the taxpayers' pockets under the guise and the auspices that they were helping those that needed help and guiding those that are the illegals coming in, only to find out that hundreds of millions of dollars is being spent in discovery by Elon Musk and others that some of these NGOs had set up headquarters in Mexico to be able to interview, talk with, assist the illegal invaders on how to invade, how to get in, how to get federal funds, how to get money, and spending hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm looking at one article that says Lutheran groups push back on Elon Musk allegation of tax dollars being used for illegal activities. Lutheran organizations are defending their work as the hundreds of millions of tax dollars given to them to settle illegal immigrants, immigrant children in the United States comes under the microscope of Elon Musk and Donald Trump administration after Lieutenant General Michael Flynn alleged that their movement is nothing less than money laundering. Flynn, who briefly served as the National Security Advisor in the first Trump administration, maintained that the Lutheran faith was using religion as a money laundering organization and operation. And listen to this, James, and respond to it. That organization changed its name from the Lutheran organization. They changed its name not too long ago to the Global Refuge, and they received $367.6 million in grants just in a two-month period of time in 2024. And they are the very ones, all the other mainline denominations had set up organizations to fund money, to put the handout for the federal government to pay them in order to have these immigrants only be guided, protected, directed to come in and basically overthrow America. That's the bottom line. And I am against it 100%. I'm thankful that at least it's a temporary stop been put on it. What say you? Should Christian organizations be involved with the federal government of accepting money to carry out the protection of illegal activity coming into America? We got about a minute and a half.
Absolutely not. And I would urge everyone to look into the separation of church and state and how that started and how that was misrepresented based on a letter Thomas Jefferson wrote to Danbury, Connecticut Baptist Convention, because they were afraid there was going to be one church like the Church of England, and the church was going to go in and tell the preachers what they could tell the congregation, sort of thing. And that's just the condensed Reader's Digest version. What I say is churches should not get government money, period, because there's going to be
strings attached.
Yeah, there's going to be an attach, like a coercion or a wink-wink kind of sort of thing. We see that now as the curtain is being pulled back about how much government money these Politico and some of these agencies, PBS and NPR and all these that are supposed to be telling the truth and the free news, and we all know it's horrific how much they swayed it and push it to liberal causes. You cannot... have one foot in the world and one foot in biblical principles and scripture. You cannot be a believer and think that some of the things that the world thinks are good are good, or turn away from them. That would be like saying, well, I'm a Christian, but I think it's okay to get an abortion. And sadly, Melania Trump thinks that's okay. But again, I'm not out to beat up Melania Trump. I mean, everybody's got issues and everybody's entitled to repentance and forgiveness. It's not me. We're not judges. But no one's perfect. No one's perfect. But I would
James,
that's horrific.
James, again, thank you so much, James, for joining us today and taking your time out of a busy schedule to do so. Thankful for your input, your dialogue, and discussion on it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you once again as we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.